talking about fucking, like, all right, so this is some really, really bad mids. You can smell it. I'm actually recording a podcast right now. Welcome to another adventure of the Gnarly Munchies. I'm live at the Broadway Bomb. We're talking about the mid weed I got right here. And, top tier 90s. Actually, you're accurate. This is top tier 90s weed. Because it was grown by an OG smoker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 90s top 10.
So, like, back in the day, this is some high grade.
Yeah, exactly. That's high grade back in the day.
Back in the day, this shit was slack. You smoke this shit and be like, yeah! Now, weed is so fucking strong.
I mean,
ain't shit going on.
You can use that shit to stretch some other shit.
I definitely do stretch. Yo, what's up, man? I'm here with Shyaka. Guess what I'm on right now? We're on Gnarly Munchies. What up,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, everybody's chilling, having a good time.
I didn't get to show up.
I did a favor from you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to stop posting on the gram like that. So you kind of fuck with myself.
What are you talking about? Hold on. This is how you can tell, right?
You kind of fucking with me right now.
Bro, the man. Punch it, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't gonna feel it.
For real?
Yeah.
He ain't gonna feel it.
Like, really?
Yeah, he's not gonna feel it. He's not gonna feel it. Go for it. Is that your hand bounced off right there? I just did that. I told that, like, yo, good.
I didn't put all in, but.
Yo, see what he got that? You gotta catch, him here. You gotta get him at the side.
What have you been doing?
Oh, that hand.
What
have
you been doing? No, hold on.
A man all on social media making me feel bad.
You're not hitting yourself, you ain't getting punched in the stomach just to build that up. You're like,
naturally. That is an alternative method. Yeah, you could build it up.
Huh. That shit right there, just straight.
No, because I already know combat sports, and it's like combat sports to build that up. And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit just to get you used to getting hit. If you're not getting hit, you can just
All right. We're trying to get nice with it. I'm trying to hold. A max I hold it was like 20 seconds right now. That's after practicing. You only got to warm up everything.
Yeah, of course.
Skating, man, bro, stretch, no fucking reason.
Is that Nick Raddus?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah, he lost weight. Even more weight.
I'm about to hit the gym next year.
Say what up to everybody else.
No. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Mark. Just walk by here and not say hi. Oh, yeah, I'm recording a podcast right now. What am I doing? It's in my pocket. I got a dolphin. I got shirts.
Did you run the bomb this year?
No, absolutely not. I actually had to teach a class. I was teaching some kiddos how to play skateboards. Well, a kid, but he doesn't really play skateboards too much. I had to make it a game, which is really hard to do.
Sick, man. Hey.
But it was awesome.
Glad you're out there.
Mandy! What's your family? How you doing? I'm chilling, recording a podcast. I don't know what the fuck this shit is. Tell me about masterclass. I don't know why the fuck is showing me masterclass shit. Let's go back to recording my shit. I don't fuck about no goddamn masterclass. Anyway, did you win again?
Yeah, 17th overall.
Huh?
17th overall.
17th overall?
Yep, first women.
Fuck. Fuckity fuck fuck. Fast as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
So you just come to New York, just like fucking. That's your thing?
Yeah.
This is gonna be your thing now? Like,
no, this is
Yeah, no. I'm talking about you're just gonna come here and win the bomb.
Oh, yeah, just
like,
come here.
Just like, all right, I'm going home. Like, when y'all leave?
Tuesday.
Oh, so you really do come here just like to win the bomb and just like come home?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Renee! Hey!
How's it going?
How you doing?
Walking around with free samples or something?
It's really mids. So, if you wanna smoke some mids, yes.
Okay. Where's Daddy Dave? I saw him.
He was somewhere. I'm not calling another grown man daddy.
I see him.
Hey, Nick. We're recording the podcast, you know, as usual. The same old shit. How you been?
I've been good. I've been great.
Yeah? Staying? Recovered? Healed? Yeah. Not broken?
I got sick for a little bit. I got COVID and then I got strep. So I, like, had a big break. Yeah, so I haven't really skated in the last 2 weeks.
talk about fucking luck.
Yeah.
Leon it's over so here is Mitch. It's literally Mitch, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You want some mitts?
Oh, where's Mitch?
It's homegrown, Mitch. You gotta smoke a lot of it.
He's in the bone.
You gotta smoke a lot of it.
All of it, just to be like.
Welcome to an episode of Gnarly Munchies. Wait, for the first time in like 20 years, I'm smoking mitts.
Yo, that's the Gnarly Munchies strain.
Not exactly. Nah, but when you smoke mitts, you're eating mad food, like.
Not even, bro. It's not that type of mix. This is 90s weed, bro. This is grown by old head who gave me this as a gift.
Oh, you just stuffed that with that?
In my pocket, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I
could escape. Not breaking this shit down. This is some old ass OG weed, bro. This is that shit that
you see. I'm not even lying. That nigga doing it back down. Down the hill and carving. Then the one time I dropped in and everyone started looking at me, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of. I knew I was doing something wrong. Because I know you fucking looked at me. I seen like two people just.
Because you know how to skate?
I was just concerned.
No, because my clavicle is broken.
You know how to skate. I'm not concerned.
I know. That's why I dropped in too, because I know how to skate.
I'm just concerned.
I'm not going to like do anything that I'm not.
I still need to.
And even here is kind of sketchy.
It's a small run. It's small.
Every single time I drop in here, I always have the same run.
It's the thing though, because it's such a short. It's just like poof.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still learning how to drop in right now, bro. This shit's hard. Like, I'm having more struggles learning how to drop in than I am learning how to do everything else.
Yeah.
Like, I can ollie over shit now.
Don't start here, though.
I want the fat kids to start. And I ate shit. Like, I almost fucked up my shoulder. It was fun, though. Like, I like skating fat kids. I just can't drop in at fat kids yet. Like, once I get that shit, well, I'm with him, with this dude, Dave.
What's up, man?
How are you?
I saw you drive by.
But there's that other park in the Bronx that has like a, it goes up, like it's towards the quarter pipe. And it gets taller and taller, but it starts off small.
It's like a,
yeah, it starts off literally like this, and the quarter pipe gets bigger and bigger, gradually bigger throughout the whole thing. So you're able to like start off here, and drop in.
Cause I want to gradually build up.
Take like a step, drop in, start there. You know what I'm saying? Take a hold of the step, drop in. Take a step, drop in.
Does it have like a coping on it, or is it like?
Oh, like that Bronx skate park on 156 or.
Can you send me the link? When you get a chance, can you send it via Insta? Cause I skate now, so I'm like. So far, I've been to so many parks, bro. Like, I'm enjoying this shit.
Let me see you drop in.
We live at the Broadway Ball. I'm chilling this year. After the Broadway Ball, I'm sorry, at post Broadway Ball, because I didn't show up the Broadway Ball. I'm showing what up, bro. Long time no see. Top flight security guard beating niggas up. I know what you do, bouncer. You gotta beat people up on occasion.
Drop in.
On occasion.
Not right now.
Switch.
I don't have knee pads.
Do a kickflip.
All right.
What are you talking about? You don't need knee pads for me, that stuff.
You just said do a kickflip.
You know what, Dave, bro? You gotta do something.
I can't kickflip. I can try probably heel.
Do your heel flip. Here. You're gonna drop that thing.
But Dave, bro,
you're gonna feel bad if you cry.
Hold this. No, you don't want to drop the podcast.
Here, I'll put this in there.
No, it's nice. Still lit. Oh. It's still lit.
Yeah,
lit.
Well,
still
put
lit.
It out.
No. If I can heel flip first seat, it'd be fucking great. If I can heel flip first seat. Hey, Mike.
So, fucking getting stoned just from the smelling the shit.
Yo, hold the podcast up, bro. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
I got the podcast.
Horrible.
Go ahead.
Horrible recorder.
I'm not a recorder.
And he
I'm a skater.
Oh, my God. Oh my God,
it's all
legs.
About sharing.
Yes. Sharing is caring. What are you doing? I thought it was like a tray flip.
My legs, bro, my legs.
He's going for the tray.
Hold on, let me warm up with an ollie real quick.
All right.
I'm tired. I skated all the way here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
Phew, show us what you got, young man. It's the stuff in his pocket. That's gotta be.
Yeah, it's extra weight. Extra weight is messing me up.
Yeah. It's the wind. The wind
I'm
shot.
Hold on a second. Right now.
Well, I didn't know that this whole
big wave day, he's got his own logo.
Yeah, that's what pocket change made for me for the ditch slap. And I had a broken foot. I couldn't even ride the board.
Why are you paying attention now? I'm like, fuck.
I saw it. No, I saw the revolution. That was good.
No, it was underneath me. That's what
matters.
I gotta get it underneath.
There you go.
I'm going back to podcast. I need to skate too. And it's chilly. Mike!
Good.
Next week we got the
The
bowl.
The bowl a week from today.
Yeah. People don't know. There's a bowl session at Owls.
Recording?
Yeah, I'm recording, of course.
All right.
Mike Bano once again.
On the No Limits podcast.
So I'll just put it out there. NYC Skateboard Coalition is going to be having a bowl jam over at Owl's Head Skate Park in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Start around noon.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple of bands. Just a good old-fashioned bowl jam. You got Uso Hall, the park. Any lawn folks out there might want to hit the park because we got some hills over there.
Oh, yeah, we
so
do.
So if you like bombing hills... got some nice, reasonably decent paved ones that you can chuck down. So, a lot of flat spaces for anybody that's dancing. You know, as I said, it's open to one and all. So come on down, check it out.
Yeah, it's a huge community too.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. Woo! Let go! Gang, gang! Bro, it's the Jedi thing. Oh, my legs are tired.
Very impressed.
Oh, my legs are so tired. I'm heading down into the madness. Woo! I kind of lost Billy, but before I lose everybody, I gotta stop right here and say hello to the man Jared fucking Lopez.
What's up, man?
How you?
Am I on the podcast right now?
Of course you are.
Oh shit! What's
I
up,
love you, dude. How you doing?
I'm alive and well, but my knees are buckling.
It's okay. You look good.
Thanks, man.
You look real good, dude.
Been training for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, you look healthy.
Been eating less meat and more vegetables.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'm all right. I can't complain.
Can't complain.
I'm here. I made it here.
I didn't see you in the race. Where were you?
I was teaching, bro. I got
teaching.
Kids. I got kids, man. I got kids to teach.
Like skate lessons?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Why didn't you bring the kids with you?
Because they're not... Well, this kid is not particularly ready. He's only 6.
Okay.
And, he adores the fuck out of me. And it's, so sweet because, the other week, before when the lesson ends, he's like, bye, Matthew. And, he gives me a hug. And I'm just like... Oh, I can never miss a lesson with you now.
Just put the kid on an e-board and he'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right, kid.
He can keep up.
Let's not give mom a heart attack. oh, no. is that my son? No. She's a very progressive mother, but I don't know how long that's going to work out. Her 6-year-old baby driving down... with some absolute fucking... Well, I'm not really a stranger, but I'm stranger enough.
Yeah.
You know? Would be fun, though.
Yeah.
Just to hold them, watch this shit, dude.
Dude, have you seen those, backpacks you can put kids in and shit?
Dude, I would throw them on a backpack. Dude, throw them on a backpack, right? And e-board down. I know how to skate. So he's safe. He's going to be relatively safe unless somebody does something stupid. And as soon as they see the kid, they're less likely to do something stupid. They're going to be like, oh, he has a kid
protection
on his back.
You too.
Right.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be bombing through New York City. Well, I'm not really going that fast. So that's another.
Yeah.
That's 60 pounds on your back, right? about 60, about kids are at least 60, 70 pounds, around 6.
Around
that. Yeah.
Pretty beat by the end.
But he'll fucking.
It'll be memory forever.
He'll have a blast. Yeah. I think if I have a student the following year, and he's learning still, and he actually got his pushing down, I will bring him to the Broadway Mall. I'll bring him out to the Broadway Mall, talk to his parents. Like, no. It was my alarm that went off. But I was recording a podcast, and it was really good. And like the podcast before that, this one, I was supposed to put out with a skater up in upstate New York.
Okay, word.
Max, the Melonhead. That's how I know his Instagram, but I know him by Max.
I don't know if I know him.
But he's he has like a little skate group out there on Tonga. I can't pronounce the name of the county.
Okay, word.
But it starts with an O. And like they do a group out there, and I was interviewing him. And we was talking about skateboarding and like transitioning from downhill to street, and that whole shit gets cut off. It was a good hour and change worth of conversation just got deleted. Yeah, dude, it was like the purest fucking combo, and then it just goes away.
Man.
Hey,
meant to be.
What up, dude? Podcasting as usual, but yeah, it breaks your heart. That right there is one of the greatest inventions Gatorade made. Like, instead of getting a Pedialyte?
Yeah, no, we went to get some fucking Pedialyte, and I saw that, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, you guys upgraded, like, Gatorade Light?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking rosy ass Pedialyte.
I'm already feeling good now, it's like,
that enough sodium in it to make you go, yeah!
Yeah, right. I'm starting to get jittery.
Right, because it's not the sugar. People think it's the sugar that makes you alive again. No, it's the salt.
Yep.
Like OD on salt.
Yep. Right, you're getting sugar will hit me like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're dehydrating. Like, my mouth. Nah, bro. Pour some salt in some water. Guzzle it. Just a teaspoon.
Brings the light back. Yeah.
Like a little pinch of salt and like chug that shit down. You're like,
ugh, yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Fuck with those smelling salts to get you good back.
I know. I've never tried them. Yeah, I want to try it. I want to try. Rogan. Yeah, I was watching Rogan, and it was doing that shit, and I was like, I gotta try smelling.
It seems like it really fucking gets you.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm gonna invest in smelling shorts for the podcast.
Yeah.
And like, when somebody mentions that, it's like, well,
pull them out.
I don't know, or skaters, but I just don't happen to have a bag of smelling salts in case somebody gets a concussion.
Oh shit, it's like a fucking safer Narcan almost, yeah.
You think about it, like, hold on, this person got a concussion. Ow! Yeah. Crack that little smelling shoulder
up. I wonder if that, like, could fuck someone up a little bit.
I would carry somebody downhill, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But I don't know if it'll fuck somebody up. I'm not 100% sure. If it'll fuck somebody up, that'd be pretty interesting.
Fuck, do I know.
I just got, like, aren't you the one that actually put this together? It's very
hit your nuts.
It like went up and like tore my ass right now.
Tell the story for the podcast. So he was doing this. See what happened was
I tried to do a heel flip on a dancing longboard. And if you've never tried that, it really likes to go up your ass, which just happened to me. And like some people are into that. I personally am feeling very violated right now.
You was raped.
I guess so.
But that's, I'm not monetizing this episode, am I?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
That I don't know how philosophical
the R word?
Yeah.
Neil Sporin?
I've got extra sets of bandages and stuff. I'm just trying to clean the blood off.
In my bag, there's some Neil Sporin.
It's okay.
All right. It'll be okay. You want to, show me on the doll where it hurts you.
I was like suspended on it. It was like vertical on the ground, and I landed on top.
Dude, you like pogo sticked it into your ass?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
fucking man, awful. You took pegging to a whole new level. I'm using all this material for stand up.
You're definitely not monetizing this.
No, but I'm gonna use it for stand up though.
Now I know how she felt though.
Ooh, accidental anal. It's like, hey, did not meant to go there. You know you could create a whole new genre.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're doing an award ceremony. I should be over there recording the award ceremony.
I have a friend.
But you know what? Hosting a podcast and telling funny jokes to skateboarders is fucking even better. Yeah, it's It's like competition. Fuck that. We do fun shit. I'm just gonna run over here real quick. I just wanna grab some 2 cents of the guys. You guys are setting up for Flow Falls right now. Tyler.
What's up?
What's going on, Lex? Let me come over on this side so why you do this. I did not run Broadway Bomb, but I'm here for this part of the thing. Cause I went to set, now, it goes crazy, I went to 72nd.
Why?
Because I didn't see the post after, I didn't see the post later on because I was teaching earlier.
It's been posted all week, don't count them. Like at the end.
I didn't see that. My problem is I'm not on my social media as much as I used to.
Right.
So I spent a lot more time like with my students and skateboarding and like enjoying this shit. So.
Sorry, I'm just like.
No, go, do your thing, dude. Don't worry about me. I'm just gonna talk to you while you do your thing. And when you can come back and talk more, you can talk more and shit. Like, so he's setting up for the flow crew stuff. And he has Best Trick, Team Cross Stack. What's the other ones you have? Team Big Spin. Okay, they're separating them into teams. And I guess they're doing a team challenge thing. I don't know. I'm gonna find out. Cause I don't know what's going. I gotta figure out what's going on. And what events going, what happening. I know they got a shitload of prizes. They got a Pantheon ahead, they got a Lanyas, they got 2 Pantheons.
I know that.
They got a Landy.
Where's the big spin?
What else you got? You got some trucks. Ooh. Oh, they got some trucks. They got some hogs. They all set. They got some waters out here. If people want, put something together. I got to go over to the award ceremony. I forgot that part. Let's get into that. See who actually won. Shit, I know Mandy already won women's. Francois, what I do? I'm heading over to this part of the shits. So who won again?
Who won men's? You won men's. I don't know the woman's name.
Mandy.
You know Titus?
Yeah, Titus second.
Yeah, and third. Yeah, like always, Jason. Fourth, Chris.
Oh, you see Leon, he wanna smoke.
It's mid. He said no mix. I already asked him.
Oh, okay. Damn, he's fucking nuts, man. Cause I see him, I think you saw him too.
Yeah.
And he was in that bowl. He can't help it, right?
No, none of us can. Come on, I had a sprained ankle. I was scared, so it was good.
That's fucking dumb. I've had a bad ankle too, and done it, but a busted bone a little bit.
But am I gonna really stop skating because I hurt myself? No. I'm gonna find a way around it.
I try to heal so I can come back strong.
I guess to try.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself.
And then, pow, it's over. Now you're right.
Not anytime soon, buddy.
Come on.
Not today. Shit, chillin'.
What are you doing?
I can't complain, man.
I ain't see you in a minute. All I see is you railing online about some bullshit.
Because
you don't need to explain.
Nah, I'm gonna say this shit. This
say
new generation
shit.
Sucks.
Say your piece. This generation?
This new generation.
Yo,
sucks.
Cheers to that.
Fuck it, I'm recording this shit, so it's gonna be live. I don't give a fuck.
Oh shit.
This shit, no, it really do, bro. This fucking lack of leadership bullshit.
You always got an opinion.
I do.
That's good. More people should.
But, I've been doing this shit for a very long fucking time. So I'm gonna have an opinion.
You oughta.
And I'm looking at this shit, and the shit that I've heard from other people, it's embarrassing that somebody else from a different state has to come bring prizes for it.
So let me put this out there. You're on some live shit or something. I got duped yesterday, part of the Broadway ball.
Oh, you went to the fraud?
Oh, did I go?
What can you do? They should have
skated as fast as I can. I'm not on social, so I didn't know that this shit got postponed. So I went there thinking it was legit thing.
Oh.
And I skated my ass off.
Some 35 people showed up, from what I heard.
But for what it's worth, it was less than 100.
Okay.
35 is less than 100. But I did not come in 29 minutes, anything like that. That's crazy bullshit. I came in like 37 minutes. So anything or anybody saying otherwise, that is not the truth.
Got you. So
I'm trying to set the record straight.
Got you. Got you. I'm just not really look, I'm
but
already not stoked.
I did come in first in whatever race happened on the third Saturday in October in 2023.
They should have postponed it to 2:00 in the afternoon, to be completely honest, instead of having this, instead of waiting till today and then causing some form of confusion. To be completely honest.
I don't disagree.
This is why I'm not part of the organization anymore.
But I skated 2 bombs this weekend. I'm okay.
Even
with
better. But I didn't skate the bomb at all.
That's what it's all about.
I had to teach some kids. I enjoyed teaching that kid.
It's also what it's all about.
It's worth more than this fake shit. Be like, I'm going to be honest with you.
This is the legit shit. Come on.
No, it's the people, the characters.
The people are faking me.
Yes.
Ian's here, you're here, real motherfuckers are here.
Which Ian?
Ian Nichols.
You wanna hold this? I'm not, so I don't say anything?
I do not.
I'm not saying anything anymore, bro. I am done. I am done. I am absolutely.
Look, regardless
I
of
skate for
whether
fun.
It was a good decision or not, that's the other thing. Other people posting who I skate for. I don't skate for anybody but myself. I ain't sponsored, I ain't flowed. I skate for me and I skate for New York City. Simple.
It's called helping people win. That's what the fuck that shit was. I could have won that board. Yeah. I chose not to.
You just realized.
No, I knew what they was doing. I could have won the board. Chose not to. I just slowed them down. It's a lot more fun that way.
I don't need more stuff. I don't want more
I get
stuff.
More stuff.
I have too much stuff.
Well, how much stuff do you really need? And it's a skate.
I have a drawer full of shit to donate to, you know, Uncle Funky's. It's just been too heavy to bring downstairs.
Feel you. Feel, yeah, but you live right there. You're not even that far from
it's 60
Bungie.
Pounds.
You take it a day, one thing at a time. Take like 20 pounds a day. You're like, hey, Jeff, I'm gonna come down 20 pounds a day and like
trust,
get some shit.
Wheels, decks. I got so much shit to push off to the next generation.
I'm happy I'm teaching the next generation, to be honest. They learn more etiquette that way. Compared to this generation who just likes, I don't get it.
You can't bitch about the next generation and also say you're teaching them. Then that's on you.
I'm not teaching, no, these are grown ass adults. I'm talking about kids.
Well, I don't know what generation maybe you're talking about.
Well, the generation that's currently running this generation. The generation that's currently running shit right now.
What generation is that?
I don't know what they call themselves. It's weird. This shit is weird right now, bro. I'm gonna be real with you as a regular normal person. Shit, like I can be whoever the fuck you wanna be, live however you wanna live. But in realistic terms, these motherfuckers are crazy, delusional, and really need help.
And in what way do you mean? Can you specify?
They need to go outside and talk to people instead of being online most of the time.
I'll second that.
Stay off of social media.
What's that?
social. Yeah, you don't have that. But how old are you, dude?
Too old.
Too old, exactly. We have more ways to be like, yeah, I don't need this shit. I have friends. Am I lying, though? It's like, I don't need to be on social media. I have actual friends that I talk to on a regular basis.
I got tradition, I got heritage, I got integrity, and I got honesty. And I got friends.
Simple as that. Simple as, like, you can't say anything wrong about that. But let me move on and stop my bitching and moaning and doing shit. Oh, you're selling the Broadway Bomb t-shirts? Yo, see, this is crazy. So, are you selling them?
Does it have the year on it?
Good. Yo, do they know you're selling them?
Huh?
Do they know you're selling them?
I gave a few away. That's on the news. So I could sell them.
Every year, you make Broadway Bomb shirts out of your own pocket.
The reason I have it.
This is some true story shit. Every year, this man, Alexander Lopez, makes Broadway Bomb shirts out of his own pocket and receives funding.
You're preaching the choir right now.
Receives no funding.
Don't I know? He's the man.
And I bet you that's his templates right there.
So
this is what blows my mind.
Man,
if you have, yo, what's your cash?
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yo, hold on. No, seriously. Hold on. What's your cash app? Because motherfuckers need to start sending you cash app. Shit. People need to start sending you cash app money for these shirts. Because they owe you a lot for making these things every single year. Since you've been a part of the Broadway Bomb.
I did a lot.
Yeah, but part of it also is he's not doing this necessarily for a monetary gain. He's doing this to spread the stoke, right? Because part of, hey, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let me speak for you. But my perception is that he's all about just spreading high fives and positive vibes. And that's the message. And that's what he's doing.
I'm with high fives and positive vibes, but right now, we can have both. At this point in time, we need both because most people aren't making six figures of fucking money to fucking throw away at church.
I'm broke as hell.
Yeah, true that.
He just said that.
I couldn't even afford to make that.
Motherfucker, you hear what he's saying right now. He can't. So high fives and pot. Yo, Stoke goes a long way.
Exactly. I ain't saying that Stoke pays the bills. I think that he should get his, you know, ends for sure.
Yes.
No doubt.
And but respect.
Speak up. Like, what is your mission?
Well, obviously, for the Stoke. But yeah, I do need to, like, start making something up. But it's more about that.
Like, you do it for a Stoke for so long. That I can't sit here and knowingly know that you're financially struggling, I'm financially struggling. Like, we're all financially struggling in some form or way, but we can't sit here and chip into the community.
Right, so what's your cash app?
I do have it.
What's your cash app? Say your cash app. Because if we're really a community and we're doing all this shit, and we're not giving back to the people who actually involve themselves heavily into the community. 100%. No, I mean really heavily into the community, and not just fucking show up once in a blue moon and not think about new locations. I'm talking about real fucking skateboarding shit. Like, when I go to other events, when I go to other skateboarding events, it's not the same vibe.
No, but they're also sanctioned events.
Yeah, you can sanction these too.
I mean, apparently that's what happened yesterday.
He did, actually. He has permits. He gets permits. He's pulling permits.
Los polices.
What happened happened.
No, Jimmy's put. No, don't get it twisted. Jimmy is pulling permits.
What?
Jimmy Soliday is pulling permits.
We gotta find out how.
But this.
You just gotta put it in.
No. Let me ask.
When he tried to say, like, no, it's it not was in all the spirit cool, of the race. Like, 8 miles.
It's
like,
so what he does. Yeah, so what you can it. Do. Like, what you can was, do to get a permit. Like, all you have to do is pay that $25 fee.
Yeah.
Tell the city. Like, go to the city council and say, "Hey, I'm doing this event."
Man, I got a piece on this. I understand that there's a certain degree of community engagement and branding marketing about making skateboarders good to folks. But the fact of the matter is, this race, this is some reckless shit.
Oh, yeah.
The motto, you could die. Do not take that lightly. Thank goodness, knock on wood.
Yeah.
That has not happened. But the motto is righteous for a reason. So to go along and pretend that, oh, you get an escort here, there, this intersection, and now we're all buddy-buddy with the police and with the city and, you know, all the, like, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and, like, every grandma with the baby in the car.
There's a whole history to it.
There's some reckless shit going on. The fact of the matter is you get involved with this, like, that is part of it. And there are different ways to skate, to respect other people, pedestrians, cars, other skaters, all that. But I personally have gotten clotheslined by the cops outright.
Yeah. 2013, 2012?
Something like that. There's pictures of it. You know what I'm talking about. And
I was broken though that time.
And so I don't have any love, frankly, I mean, for a lot of reasons, outside of skateboarding, for the police and all this fucking bullshit relative to them. But just keeping it microcosm on skateboarding, I've personally been assaulted by the cops twice while doing something that I love to do with other people. I'm not looking to get escorted by them or nobody affiliated.
But,
you know?
But after a certain amount of time, and you got one guy pulling permits, and you have the lack thereof organization, like real organization, at some point he's gonna win. Because it's consistent.
I was on this yesterday. This is not winning or losing. This is such politic infighting amongst our community.
It's always going to be in that longboard.
I was there just to skate. The same way as I was here today, just to skate. I come every Alicia. Year.
I
just
know,
to
I knew it's not Alicia.
Right, but it's the longboard for me.
I don't disagree. It's always politics involved in this particular community. I don't disagree.
I know Soy. Like,
I don't hang around this particular community anymore.
For reasons.
Yeah. I personally don't skate as much as I used to.
I skate a lot. You need to skate more.
Don't disagree, but also I've been doing it for 20 years. I'm getting to the point where I'm still doing it, but I can only do it so much. And it's simple as that. That's just a nice thing for me. That's not true for everybody, but that's my truth. But I have not missed a single Broadway bomb since my first one. And I don't actually know what year it was, but it was probably 2004 or 2005.
The very, 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 very beginning.
I was not at the very, very first
one. You're around the very first ones.
I was at
That's close to the first one.
Because I'm getting close to 20 years, and after doing it that long, my love continues to be more than it was the year before every year. But as competitive as I am, I don't give a shit about that. What I care about is the community and people having a good time. And as long as that's happening, that's what's up.
I feel the community, good times, that needs to happen, but it's always on my phone. But, alright, tell that story again. That shit, you just blew my mind a bit, and I'm just like...
So it was 2019.
We met 2019 Broadway
Bomb. The day before Broadway Bomb.
Friday Night Rip, people don't know, like, because this is a whole new generation of people.
Right.
Friday Night Rip.
So we were out at Prospect Park hitting some of the hills through the trail, and you noticed that my tuck position wasn't the best.
Yeah.
So you was like, look, bro, you want to really get a much more stable and quicker tuck, you want to dig your knee into the back of your calf muscle,
right,
and get lower. Ever since then, I've been...
So where you from, bro?
I'm from D.C.
D.C.?
Uh-huh.
So you've just been ripping downhill in D.C.?
Yeah.
Since then?
Yes. This is my first time back in what? What is that, 3 years?
Damn that, 3 years. Almost 3 years.
Yeah.
It's 4 years now, is it? Yeah, 4 years, because it's 2019, it's 2023.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. It's crazy, bro. Good to, like, really. Like,
yeah. Awesomeness, bro.
Yo, my, like,
I didn't recognize, like, I was like, it was something that, I was like,
that's
I recognized,
crazy.
Bro, from somewhere. You got it out.
That's, I'm
baffled, right?
Life be like that.
Yeah.
It's wild. So, like, why so long to come back? What took, like, oh, just go for it. Do it. No.
Oh. Rip to her calf muscles. Rip to his everything.
Rip to his what?
Everything.
I'm dead. I skated from 70 spin up here. So I skated from 108 the hair because I missed the bomb.
God.
I had a kid to teach. Mm. That's like
I don't
fuck up my children.
Uh-huh.
But like I did that and came all the way here from there. Yeah, so I'm waiting my legs to recover so I can fucking skate, but it don't seem like they
yeah.
It's like, fuck.
I'm surprised I'm even moving after Broadway.
Of course you're gonna move. It's just, now you gotta recover.
Now I'm like, gonna try and compete in this.
The flow skate shit?
Yeah.
Have fun. I'm not really big on dancing. It's not my thing. Yo, you got this. Yo, I think you're in your head.
Well, Brody, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
About to get some shredded, man.
Go, get ready, bro. You got like a few more minutes. I gotta go find some more people. Yo, I think you're having a problem where you're not committing. Commit. Yo. Okay, once you just focus on the trick itself. Don't focus on the landing. Just the trick. I shit you not. Just the trick. Everything else doesn't matter.
Got you.
Just
recording?
Where you're going and the trick.
Yo.
That's it.
Gotcha.
Because you know how to do it. You know how to do the trick. I need a spot to put my bag. I need a whole spot to put my bag while I go skateboard. Closer! Word! You're not gonna get hurt. You know how to do the trick.
Do you know somebody that's got a Sharpie or a marker? Or
no, you want to tax some shit?
Well, no. I really just wanted them fuckers to sign up one of the they made.
I was about to be like, gotcha, Puerto Rican.
bro. At least somebody calls me a Puerto Rican around here.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody just said something interesting. I'm like, whatever. Sure. Whatever. All right.
Well, I know your background. When you asked for a marker, I was going to stereotype you. Because it's just fun.
Yeah, dude. I know.
It's like, what do you need a marker for, sir? It's like, what do you need papers for, a black man?
shit.
True stories of life.
Yes, man. I know. That's a
all
fact.
All stereotypes.
That's a fact.
Like, being Mexican is like, you want a beer?
Yeah.
You're not Mexican.
I know. It's so good, but everybody in Kansas City gets it confused all the time.
Right, it's Kansas City. Jesus. So much white folk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like.
He's going to do tripping here.
No,
so he doesn't run into you.
No, I see.
Oh, he's good. Okay. He's good.
Trust me, I will move out of the way.
Let's go. You got scared again. You're not scared. You know how to do the trick. You know how to do the trick. Let's go.
You got the throw.
Yeah. Just 50-50 it down. Yeah. Now try that again and make it cleaner.
My shot, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, my fault, God. Let me move out your way, God. Here you go, God. Let's old school this, God. Start calling niggas God again. Call them sons and gods, bro. Yo, why he getting nervous for, son? Why he getting up?
He got the room.
Yo, bro, you got the room. You got the space. You and you ahead. Oh, shit. I believe in you. Good thing you don't see recording one, right?
I know, bro. I'm just trying to make sure. Bro. I know how it be, bro.
Oh, you know I'm recording too. You know I'm live right now. I'm here with Klutz and he's recording, homie.
Oh, man, what's up, guys?
Failure to launch. Skateboarding is fucking hilarious.
I know, right?
It is. It's gonna take you like 2,000 tries, but yo, once you get it, you got it. You know? What
yeah.
Saying?
I think he's more in his head. Whee! That looked fun. That looks like fun though. I ain't gonna hold you. I thought she's gonna one foot that shit down 50. Boy, slide one. Yo, Jerry.
He basically did. That shit was crazy, bro.
What up? Yeah, he basically did one foot board slide.
Yeah,
that
shit was crazy.
What up, bro? Watch out.
What's good?
Why didn't you get that on film? Anybody got that on film? Does anybody have that on film?
It's all in the memories now.
It's in the memories, bro. Nobody got that on film. That's not fair. That's a perfect fall and nobody caught it.
Yo, it was a perfect fall too. Everybody in a way right now. I don't even know where my business is at.
I'm right here.
Right here.
You be all right.
Give him some space.
Yeah,
if I was
saying
that shit, man,
yeah,
like, nah,
bro. Nigga, you would go right down it. Me right here, you would go right down it. Phrasing. If I was right here, bro, you wouldn't hit that. You wouldn't let, boom, you'd be out.
Yeah, bro.
What are you? You ain't got no faith in the man?
I do, bro.
You got no faith in the man?
Gotta give him some space.
You got, he's in his head. He's in his head. Yeah, he tired. Want some water? Is that empty? No, this one.
That's, I said it.
Did you already skate down that first way?
A little bit, yeah.
Nah, but did you start from up there and then skate down this and then land it?
Yes.
Then you should do that first.
Breakdown?
But then you know, like, what it's like when you land on your board.
Oh, yeah, because it's an instant drop.
Exactly.
Yo, clear out. Watch your back, bro. It's an instant drop. As soon as you land, you drop. Ooh, all right, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm, all right, I'm getting more space.
Yeah, I'm glad he did that. See?
Yeah, I'm getting more space. Yeah, I'm getting more space on that one. Yeah, that's a wise thing.
You kind of have to be on your tail, too.
You do.
You got to be on your tail to lift. See how he just like, duh-duh.
I'm finding that out with transition, bro. Transition is a different beat. Transition is a different beast, bro. Yeah, I'm moving. Yo, Xavier.
Yo, man.
What up? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You ready to do your event?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
What's going on? So what we got? Because I try to talk to other guys. They busy putting things together, but like I know you.
I'm registering people actually. I'm still registering people for the comp. We're hopefully going to be getting ready pretty soon.
Okay.
Been very chaotic, but all
from
good.
What I hear,
things are good for now.
I mean, you know, I hear everything. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man! How you been?
I'm alive.
You're alive.
That's all I can say for right now. I'm alive.
Got you.
You're tired. Take a second.
Got it. Line it up.
Too much in his head. But that's part of the game, right?
Oh, but that is like the worst part of the game.
Being in your head.
In your head. It's like the invisible boss.
It's fucking evil, bro.
It's a boss fight every time.
Heel flips, bro. Heel flips. But you know, for the last 3 months, bro. For the last 3 months, I've been.
Yeah, the thing about my heel flip is that it's more floatier. It floats, it like flicks slow. And then I'm like really, I have to be careful slumping down because like straight to prima. So that's why I've always known how to do it, you know, like a kickflip. Because it's easier. Oh, boom, you know what I'm saying?
My foot feel weird doing kickflip.
Like your ankle?
Like it feels mad weird going the other way. Yeah, because it's all ankle work, but it's just like...
Yeah, having that foot right there. Like covering that right bottom bolt and facts flicking to two.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yup. You had it right there too.
I gotta keep the board underneath me and get my full rotation at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get there, bro. Like I do this shit a lot. Yep. I'm definitely gonna get there. I skate every day almost.
Yeah.
Like it's just new genre. This new shit is weird, bro. I'm just gonna say this new shit weird.
That's been the word. Yeah.
Woo! Now you gotta let it.
Just be careful though.
Yeah. He chipped the. Nah, he ain't chipped that.
Insane, bro. Right here.
Yo, just 50-50 it.
Yo. I'm scared though for my life.
Me too, bro. I need to skate more. I got a whole lesson to teach. I got kids, bro. Shit. I got like a whole squad. I got a kid tomorrow, and I got a kid on Wednesday. Like I need to be able to teach. If I ain't teaching, I ain't making money.
You gotta teach the kids.
Yeah, man. I gotta teach the youth.
The youth them. Nah, they don't know.
They don't know. Them up, they don't know. When I teach them, the youth how to ride it. Oh! Yeah. Teach them youth then, bro. You got that on film, right? You got that on film? You got it on film, though. That's a brick.
That was gnarly because his foot got caught almost in the in between like the pole, like the handrail, and then the end of the ledge.
Ooh, he was going to hospital.
So that's the reason why he's fake like that. Because that was gnarly. He knew what he knew how crazy that was.
We had it. I mean the hospital right there though, so he alright.
Nah, but don't say that.
I mean, yeah, but look. Of course Martin. Yeah. He ain't got to feel nothing with the
guy's shit. Own path.
Yeah, that's how you gotta be though, son. You know what I'm saying? You can't really be like, you know what I'm saying?
He in the lab right now.
You know what I'm saying? You can't really be like on something like I'm following everybody.
He in a hyper proof.
The hyperbolic time chamber right now, son. You know that nigga like Goku? He like fit. He gonna be like the 80. He gonna be an 80 year old man, son, carving around easy, talking about like yo.
That has been mad crazy.
Just like hold on. I gotta stretch out a little bit more. I'm a little bit older. But here goes a pop shove. Pop out. Just effortlessly. Yo, thank you, Leon. Yeah, thank you.
Nah, because honestly, if I was able to skate,
you be doing that
I've been doing this shit with him. You know me. I'm trying to do gnarly and shit all the time.
Hello. How you doing?
Dude, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just doing my thing. minding my business.
You got it.
Minding my business, sucking my shit. There'd be who that matters. Oh yeah, Lou, it's been a guest on the Fun Gnarly Munchies.
Are you on right now?
Yeah, I'm on right now. I'm always on, bro. If there's a event like this, I'm always on. Yo,
badass bomb, bro.
You guys did a lot to make this shit happen. OGs did a lot to make this shit happen.
The community, bro.
The whole community.
I saw OG busting Maestro with the duck on it.
Where?
Right
I don't
there.
Know.
Right
oh.
White
oh, dip. Damn.
That's crazy.
That's your team. Well, your former team.
The board I have is like a cigar.
What are you riding now? Yeah, you know I got my stuff now, right? I'm out. I got a whole...
Nah, yeah, I'm
hoodie.
Gonna be making clothes too. I'm making like pants and then like... Alright, pants and then like tote bags and a few other things.
I'm making socks next.
Socks next?
I might go with socks. I might do the socks. I just gotta find a manufacturer. I gotta find a manufacturer.
I think keychains too.
Yo! The keychain move.
You already have the stickers too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right there.
Self is here? I'm gonna go skate now, bro. Like, I've been wanting to skate and shit, but Ira, but that was close.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move over here now. Hey, Ira.
Yo, what up, cuz?
What are y'all?
I mean, yeah.
My gosh, it's so hot.
How you doing?
I'm tired as fuck.
What's up, Mellow Yellow?
Yeah.
Cooler.
Take a racehorse piss. There's a bathroom here, right?
The dirty ass bathroom over there.
Oh, okay.
Have fun. Alright, so they're about to start the competition.
Yeah, we're about to.
And personally, I have no interest in this part.
Yeah, no, it's pretty shitty. Oh, shit.
What do you mean it's pretty shitty? No, you guys have fun. What do you mean it's small?
Yes.
This is not small.
It is. I mean, nothing can beat the pier, but you know.
Yes, there is. What the? What do you. I actually skate everywhere. There's more spots than the pier. Hello, Daniel. How you doing? Not dying.
I am now. My legs are.
You gonna compete too?
Yeah, I will soon.
You're a wildin. Anyway. I think my shit would be safe over here with you guys.
Camp.
This is camp?
This is camp.
This is camp. No, I didn't get to ride my skateboard all day today because children. What's up, dude? Yeah, man. Good to see you still with it. Fucking awesome. It's very awesome. Cherry, how you been, bro?
Skate?
Yeah,
teaching
the
gig that you got.
Oh, go skate. Cool. Damn, I don't even remember anymore. I just do it. I enjoy teaching these kids now, man. Like, I keep doing Uber, and like my main focus is just teaching kids how to skateboard. If I can get paid to do it. So, not only that, the fucking value, dude. Like, what you feel afterwards and how most kids feel afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna go skate before I get all emotional and happy. Yeah. Fucking crying. Looking all fucking weird and just weird. Oh, my body. Hello there.
Oh, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Can't complain.
He's Mr. Gnarly Munchies.
Yes.
You doing a podcast?
This is Matt. But yes, I do the Gnarly Munchies podcast.
Okay.
I mean, the extra names and Mr. Gnarly Munchie.
I was just calling you a cute name, that's all, man.
I know. I know, it's sweet. But, nah.
Fair enough.
No, I don't like competition.
Fair enough.
Like, it's more fun just to skate.
That's true.
Like, I've done the whole competition thing so many years ago. Used to do downhill. And I had so much fun at a race. I was in third and I crashed out. But I was so happy that I was like, oh, I can actually do this shit in real life. I worked so hard to get to that point that racing and doing anything other than actually just having fun didn't fucking matter.
That is true.
Yeah. So, like, you'll never see me in a competition.
I think that makes sense. You've experienced all the highs and all of those, so, like, there's no point for you to do it anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have a reason to compete.
There is no reason to compete because the real competition is myself. Like, I'm talking about myself too much, but I picked it up because I needed something to focus myself off to doing a different path. Because I wasn't heading down the right path. I'm a fuck off. I was being a fuck off. Just doing mad hood shit and dumb shit. And when I picked up a board, it was more like introducing myself to like a different group of people.
I agree.
A little bit more sensitive than what I'm used to. That I can tell you that. Like, to be honest, I'm used to a little bit more tougher people.
Same thing last time.
I'll ask you every time. It's last year.
I'm gonna come to you soon. I'm gonna come to you soon. I'm gonna get to you.
No, don't come to
see me
yet.
I'm alright. I've been just doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the only way to survive anyway.
Yeah. Teaching. I'm loving that.
That's great.
We're really skateboarding, yeah.
Nice.
Bunch of kids.
Was doing some of that with you or was she or
no,
she was doing it in Prospect Park.
I don't know. I do that. I work for a company on my own. But
I'll tell her to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
She was doing it at Prospect Park for just a few kids. Yeah. 11.
It's
fun.
So rewarding.
It's a little bit of money.
It's a little money. Yeah, it's nice money. I'm not gonna lie about how good the money is. But like the
students.
But the kids, the overall kids, yeah, that's a shot.
If she would just turn around. I don't do backs. I don't know if you noticed, but I don't do backs.
I know that.
Unless they're on the beach and they're semi-naked. Call her name.
Hey, girl with the glasses and the black jacket. Hey, girl with the glasses and the black jacket. Somebody tap her and make her turn around.
Which one?
Right here.
Yeah. Will you come with me every day?
The black jacket, yeah. Just make a turn in this direction.
I got her.
All right, never mind. Never mind, we're good. We're good. She turned around. She's still trying to find a person.
Where's my person?
Who's this person that's trying? Who's calling me?
So you guys are starting here and going that way?
I don't know. I'm not playing.
They told me the wrong way.
Really?
Yo.
That doesn't make sense.
So Hagel's in some trippy shit. I helped him get better at his downhill form, and now he hasn't stopped doing downhill ever since. The guy with the black.
Yeah, the yellow wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 2019, I told him how to tuck, and then he's like...
Well...
It's wild
when
how
your students are better than you, that's a high compliment.
Yes. And yeah. I love that. It makes me feel good, but it's also like... That many years ago, yeah. You remember that
first
moment
year.
Is fucking
nice.
Wild.
That's my first week working with it.
What do you got?
All right, I need to go play some skateboards. I didn't play skateboards.
300
millimeters? No.
60.
That's a...
No,
60.
260. Yeah.
You guys...
Today I went 7,300. So I can compress the fuck out of everything.
Oh, have you seen his pictures?
Were you taking pictures
last year and the year before?
I think
no.
A picture of me. We're always posting
pictures. Go on his Instagram.
New York, people in the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Robert.
Wesley.
Good to meet you.
Wesley's a good guy.
Wesley's a good guy.
Yeah.
Wesley's a good guy, too. So.
I try to be.
Sim Rills.
I try to be. Right. Some people don't like my honesty.
So Matt, you don't think it's going to be the long way?
For me, it doesn't make sense.
This is not my... I'm just a spectator now. I have no say in this. Whatever these people want to do, they could do. I have my opinions.
All I know is we lost the sun here. It was going to be so nice before.
Yeah, I have my opinions on things, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but they were like illuminated before.
Yes, it is. I need to skate. I didn't skate. Oh, I'm tired. Fucking tired. I can so get a better ollie out of that. Hold on, bro. Skew-doo-doo. Wow. Is my legs really like that right now? Bro. Try this one more time. Who has duct tape? Nobody has. Who the fuck? What type of... Damn, I am really that tired.
Closing registration. I am sorry. You did not register. I'm not sure.
Damn, I am really that fucking tired. I'm getting no pops on my alleys. I'm fucking exhausted. Oh. I wasn't expecting my legs to be so numb. It feels bad. This is bad.
Bad?
I didn't even skate the bomb. I skated here though, but fuck. I do more skating than that. Fucking. Yes. Compared to many years? Yes. But it's still a lot of people. Like. Joey? No, not Joey. You look like my friend Joey. That's Mo. I'm like, Mo and Joey looks the same. No, Mo is a fucking sick ass skater. Local NY. And he's really good. Like, and really chilled. I like Mo. Like, but you'll catch him everywhere. But this is your first Broadway bomb?
Yeah,
it is. I'm recording a podcast. So tell me your first experience. I never actually got to sit down with somebody who's experiencing it for the first time. Like, I have a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was your first Broadway bomb? What would you rate your experience?
Oh, it was exhausting. I would rate it 7.9 out of 10.
7.9?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll come back?
Yeah, I'm going to train harder and I'm going to train. I want to place.
Okay, what, how'd you do?
I don't really know. My phone was cracked on the way here. I fell.
Whoa.
It's in my bag now.
So you got a story?
Yeah.
So tell your story, bro. What happened when you got your phone cracked? Yeah. It's your Broadway bomb story, bro.
We were on our way here from Jersey. We parked in, like, Hoboken area.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get where you was from or your name or anything. We just started talking.
Yeah, I'm Sam. I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wow, it came far.
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours. Yeah. Probably, like, 3 hours on the way home.
If you're doing the legal way, it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend's pretty fast, so yeah, take a time.
2.5 hours. Still within reason.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Just smoke a little and you're there instantly.
Alright.
But yeah, so I fell and the phone, I didn't have a screen protector at the time. I had just taken the really cracked one off.
Yeah.
I was intending on replacing it soon, but
1 minute!
Yeah, you know how it is, so.
So you were skating through Broadway Bomb, took the fall. Was it in the pocket at the time or was it out in your hand?
It was in my pocket right here.
Wow! Just the phone! That's just bad luck.
Yeah.
So you fell on the phone itself.
I didn't fall on the phone. It just fell out during the fall. I had a good case, but I guess it fell face down.
Dude, I had that happen to me before, right? I'm going to the supermarket of all places, right? I just got this new phone. It's in my pocket. I still haven't got a case for it yet. Yesterday. And I'm like skating to the fucking supermarket. I'm going to go pick up some fucking groceries. Smiling and shit. As soon as I get to the motherfucking half, not even halfway point, like a corner to make a turn, I hit a rock.
Oh, everyone's enemy.
The fucking phone comes flying out my pocket and some miracle lands on his face and jumps.
That's awful. I got rocked too. I broke my other phone getting rocked at my local skate park. Now that you mention it.
Love your local skate park.
Maybe I should sweep it.
Oh, it's bittersweet skate park.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I like coming out here and skating the vert stuff and the bulls because I don't have that background.
Chelsea,
red.
Fat Kids, all the other shit. There's no verts in. What's the parks like in Lancaster? I know y'all got one.
You can go to Philly maybe. I think there's an action park around, but for the most part, not really. Harrisburg actually has some good options.
Okay.
But Harrisburg is like 1 hour and 30 minutes away from where I am.
All right. Because Lancaster is very, it's like a rural part. It's a rural part of PA.
Yeah, very much.
It's like more Amish.
Oh yeah, I pass the Amish on the way to school, on the way to work.
Yeah, but you get food. You get food.
We get the good stuff.
Yeah, no, like no GMO. Guaranteed not to kill you in the future.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, and your cheese and butter actually taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother is really big into that. He's right there. He eats stuff from a local market, and he lives in Lancaster City. And the local market stuff is all like top shelf.
Bet you the meat is probably even better. Because you know they're not using any fucking pesticides or GMOs or.
It's pretty good stuff. I see him cooking. I see him cooking, and it looks the.
Heaven, absolute little heaven. Yeah, skaters talk about food too, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
because you know, Chinese. Everybody's gonna be eating after this shit.
Yeah,
at some point, somebody's gonna go, chef.
I actually didn't have any food in my stomach at all during the bomb, which is probably a mistake.
Oh, big mistake. Yeah, you're gonna cramp up or like body shut down.
My legs are feeling it.
Did you eat anything here?
Oh, I got Chinese.
All right. There's some good spots over here. Actually, all throughout Dumbo is fucking good places to eat. There's a chocolate shop a couple blocks away from here. Towards the pier. Yeah, they're like gourmet chocolates, but they're fucking amazing. And like, a little bit of prices out, but if you're going to be out here for a little bit longer, go get some chocolates. Or donuts.
Oh, donuts.
Donuts. Because there's a vegan donut shop inside the little shopping mall place.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I think it's called Donutree. I don't know if it's still in there, but Google it, look it up. They're fucking beefy ass good donuts.
All right.
Can't go wrong. But, brother, pleasure talking to you.
Sir.
Welcome to Brian. Matthew. Yours again?
Sam.
It's my best friend's name. I'm not going to forget that. But I probably will when I don't see your face for a while. Because humans. Next year? All right, looking forward to it. Peace.
I'm
like,
in the parking lot.
Oh, no!
Board,
right?
It's basically a tri flip. You know what a tri flip is? Like...
Chillin'! What's up, Titus? Sorry for the dead air. Welcome to the sounds of skateboarders. Bitch.
Nah,
trying to hurt myself at the same time. Enjoying life.
Oh yeah.
How you been, bro?
Fucking good, busy. Working.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's
you're always working.
Yeah.
You do a lot. The jack of all trades, the goat, the man who has many skills.
It's all good.
Yeah, man.
Making it though, doing good.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. I'm happy to see you guys here. I didn't know you guys was coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, Burning Spider this year? What the fuck?
Yeah, I decided I was going to go, so I bought a ticket. And then I went to the shop, and I was like, Joe, pull your computer up. And he's like, why?
Oh, shit, we found a pin.
I found the marker.
Well, because...
Holy shit.
I want you to fucking pull up Delta Airlines and buy a plane ticket. He's like, what? And I'm like, pull it up, motherfucker. We're buying your plane ticket.
Holy shit.
So, there you go.
Well, so, you just got done skating really hard.
So, absolute miracle. That bridge was a hell of a miracle.
Happened. That was a nice push. Twice.
Yeah,
all of the
ink pens show up at the same time. There's one.
God damn it,
dude!
I need one of those.
I have to go to freaking Target. Go to the store and just watch these guys.
Holy shit!
Whatever, use the ones you got.
Is he a magician?
I found this one on the ground.
Oh hey, fuck.
Oh, he's a magic man.
Yup.
Oh shit! You know I'm black. It's a rat. I'm about to go. I'm gonna get up and run now.
What the fuck?
I didn't see. Hold on, what the fuck?
The wind got you there.
Hold on, when did...
I dropped them motherfuckers.
It's all right.
The markers?
What are we using the markers?
You dropped the markers?
Yes. Because they made this board, so we can sign it.
Oh, we're signing the burning the pocket change board?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
You want a pocket change board?
Because I can't pass place.
Nice.
Okay, so that one it is. Hey, at least it matches the board.
Yes, that's even better.
Nice, you want a pocket change board.
Where do you want me to sign that?
That's what I'm thinking.
What? He's got a little pocket.
Mandy, you have pocket? Wow.
Jesus
wow.
He's looking at you, get lost and shit.
I'm like, what
do you mean?
I'm going to do it with both.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. No, you're good, dude.
Now I'm thinking, do I do top or bottom?
So you guys came through with prizes?
I don't know if I want to do it on top. I don't want to get both up here. I'm going to do it on top.
I would.
Yeah.
That's what I did with my first
I'm going to get clear grip tape also.
Yeah.
You came with prizes for the bum.
Yeah, we were one of the main sponsors.
You got to do it on top, I'm going to get clear grip tape.
You guys are superheroes.
I'm going to do clear grip tape.
You doing clear grip tape?
Yeah, so I won't get messed up. Because on my board right now, my Pantheon, all the stickers are ripped up because I'm the cocky.
Get the sign, Joby.
No. This is going to be my downhill board.
You're getting in the downhill?
I know how to downhill. It's just I didn't want to fuck I didn't want to get injured before the bomb. So I took a break from dancing and I took a break from downhill. I could slide on my Pantheon. It's just very dangerous and I have big ass wheels.
Gotcha.
But, I'm going to make this my downhill board to slide into downhill. Because I love dancing, I love downhill, but it's in the back of my head, I'm like, if I fuck up my ankle, I'm gonna cry.
Oh yeah, dude, right. That looks amazing.
You're right, you saw how hard I pushed it, I can do it on the
plane. You're right,
Joey.
I did 38 minutes.
Put a clear grip on it.
Under 40 minutes, top 50. I think it's
good. That's good.
This is my first year of racing.
Huh?
I only started racing this
year. I thought about it. I haven't done that before, so, and I tried it right here real quick.
Where was you at the last time I met you?
Buddy.
When did I meet you? I remember meeting you.
I did last year, Broadway.
I'm trying to remember when.
I was forced into last year.
Last year? Yeah, see, last year.
Yeah, this makes a whole year of me racing.
Oh. Yeah, man.
I did last year, Broadway Mom. I did Purple Mom. I did Warrior.
You started in the last year,
Broadway Mom. Race.
What? Oh.
And I won my category for last year. So this is 2 years
later. Yeah, I was like, hold on, what? Huh? I'm confused.
Did you do that one?
But I met you.
Or was that Wingo?
Yeah, that's my graphic.
You did do that one then. So you shaped and made that one.
Hell yeah.
Yo, he's the one that made this board. And graphiced it.
Oh,
and it's just the one that you made?
Yeah, he's made several.
Augustine, you make boards?
Yeah, we taught him. He's been killing it.
No shit.
Ah, man.
Y'all got a whole new squad, I guess.
Being that I started last year, my main goal is to keep winning, obviously. Winning is fun.
If you're already on it.
Winning is fun. I did second. I did Warriors, and I came second place.
I'm not the competition person, so if you find it fun, I say
I love competition. So I was an athlete in high school. That's why I love competition.
So enjoy it. Have fun. Yeah. I'm not.
And a couple of my friends are sponsored. They're like, you should try to get. So if that happens, it's fun too. But my main goal is just to win.
Just have fun.
Exactly. Just have fun. Yeah, have fun.
Have fun.
I didn't fall, which is great.
You're not. The thing is. You'll be very successful as long as you have so much fun. That's what I realized about skateboarding. It's like,
dude. It was so great to see you today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yo, I'm going to
make specific.
My knees. Yeah. I'm so young, my knees
hurt. You just skated 8 miles, and then as fast as you can.
No. 8 miles.
Why'd you put the Sharpie in the infection?
No, you definitely need
to. No, I'm talking about the dirty Sharpie.
They're for you. I've had them since I was in sixth grade.
I'm nerd. I got problems. I'm like.
I understand. A lot of people say that shit. No, yeah. But,
you hear that?
No, well, Gabby was talking about it.
Next year we're fucking.
Tucking?
Tucking
is skating. I know what tucking is.
And that's because it was so windy.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're tucking
because the wind.
Okay,
it's more aerodynamic.
No, I understand.
That shit hurts. Doing it so long. Oh,
yeah, it does. Definitely does.
That's what I told you. Don't burn it. I'm gonna skate it until it's dead. I don't care. That's what boards did in the 90s. I'm used to that.
Yeah, yeah.
My boards always did that.
The pressure cracks.
That's
all.
It's all good.
It's still good.
I'm like, what are you threw in the fire? I'm like, but I grind it down there too. You know, I still do the old school.
Yeah,
that's super old school.
Put that in there. It's like.
You know what's actually kind of crazy? I don't see Kalik here. I don't see Kalik come through no more.
I haven't seen fucking.
I told him on occasions.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't.
It's only been 44 minutes.
I haven't seen
that. Was more than that.
I haven't seen Nat either.
Yeah, Nat. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
I was disappointed I haven't seen Nat. I was like, god dang.
Yo.
I don't have her phone number anymore because I got a new phone, so I can't call her and be like, yo. What the fuck
and she's not on social.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have Nat's number. But I love seeing Nat.
I used to have it. Let's see if it's went over.
If you did, you're getting contact.
This where you're riding now?
Yeah.
When you're done with it, you can make a rad ring out of that. Look at those colors, dude.
It is a nice color.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Look at those colors for a ring.
I'm good.
Oh, that's cool.
I want this deck when you're done with it.
You do?
I'm going to go to the coffee shop. You want me to bring back the water when I eventually
please.
Get back
to
this?
Not a service.
Oh!
We tried, God damn it.
Nat, if you ever get the hairless, we're looking for you.
Right?
We miss you. Like, for real. Like, this is awesome.
I have no idea.
Oh, here's the dude.
What you guys up to? Where are you guys about to leave too?
No.
Yo.
Oh.
I'm going to Wander. Oh, he was.
Oh. You're going to the place I've been telling you. All the places that I've been telling you about over there.
That's the one.
Dumbo.
Yeah, I've been
hooked up on that, right?
Yeah, hey, well, you gotta go up that way, right?
Yeah.
Go flush, well, yeah, go flush.
I didn't go to the first one, which wasn't Dumbo.
That's the one and only of that shape.
The other one I went to. The other place in Brooklyn. I didn't do Dumbo yet, so what do I do?
So go straight, so when you go Gold Street, walk up Gold Street, and then you're gonna get to like the...
What street?
Gold Street.
Gold Street.
So this right here is Gold. So you're gonna walk up Gold, keep going straight up Gold, and you're gonna wind up on Flatbush. You're on Flatbush, you're gonna make... All right. Go up straight Flatbush and you'll be in that general area. And if you walk, keep going up the hill past the courthouse, you'll be in the general Dumbo area.
That's the Dumbo area.
Yeah. Use your Google Maps too.
But what do I have to put in to
Dumbo? Just type in Dumbo Carousel.
Oh, Dumbo Carousel.
Yeah, type in Dumbo Carousel and I'm like, leads you to the nice parts.
Oh, cool.
The really pretty parts.
Ooh, 21-minute walk. I can do it.
It's not bad. Hold on.
1 mile. It's 1 mile.
It's less than that. It's less than that. Because then, what I want you to do is when you come out of here, is walk to this street right here. Not Brooklyn Bridge Boulevard. Actually, yeah, Brooklyn Bridge Boulevard, and walk down to like towards the water area, like towards Plymouth.
I'll figure it out.
Walk towards Plymouth, because Plymouth is, it has all the shops, and like the cute little spaces.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give that.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell Dave I'll see him later.
Okay.
I gotta get my book bag.
I gave Dave the key, so you can all leave me alone now.
No, I'm saying I got my book bag in the van.
He's got the keys. So you find him and you have the keys.
I'm trying. It's like finding Waldo.
I got him.
He'll be back. He's skating somewhere.
Oh shit! Oh, what?
Danny.
Whoa.
Danny. No, Dave is skating somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
Yeah,
she's going to go explore Brooklyn.
Oh.
Don't go bother her now. Oh. Dave has the keys.
This is signed by three of the board members.
Dave is skating right now. Let Dave skate. He just came back from injury.
Let Dave skate.
Yeah, he's recovering all his shit again.
So where is he?
I don't know. I'm about to go skate myself and pretty much end the podcast because I'm not really a big fan of dancing.
Oh, yeah? It's like, oh, I didn't know you were doing that right now.
Yeah.
Spy casting.
Pretty much. You got to kind of do it like that because people get nervous.
All good, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So. I got some really bad homegrown. It's very much a remake. And it's very much mids. It's really bad mid. I was still happy to receive a gift.
I got you on YouTube.
Huh?
I got you stickers.
Yes.
I got you on YouTube.
I'm going live tonight. Ooh, damn.
Are you going live on YouTube tonight? I got you.
What is that? What type of pen is that?
It's a weed pen.
Live resin.
No, it tastes like flour.
It said it tastes like flour. It actually smells like flour, too.
You want some?
Nah, because I've never had a pen that tastes like powder. Like,
yeah, it's live resin. It's 86%.
Oh shit. Damn, I want a skateboard. I'm gonna go skate.
Go skate, brother.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thanks for coming over.
Definitely.
We'll see you again.
Go rip this shit.
Alright.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
You want one more?
For the road.
For the road.
Oh, I should have brought my Dama.
What the fuck? Yo. That fingerboard park?
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
Y'all went? Y'all found it?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you
brush it? We met one of the creators.
Yeah.
It was dope. We gave him one of our fingerboards. Yeah.
Oh, lit.
It's dope.
So now he has a pocket change.
A burning spider. Yeah, burning spider fingerboard.
Going like this.
Oh, you brought them with you. Wow.
They got real bearings in them and shit.
Wow, these are really good. Wow, these are better than the fucking bullshit that they sell at the stores. Well, of course, they're not Chinese mass-produced.
Right.
Might be, but...
Might be.
No, these are made out of Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a manufacturer for them now?
Well,
I figured that you guys were making them in-house, like taking the old wood and...
Not at the moment.
We do the window surfers that way, but we'll eventually get to these. We've thought about it, but we don't know where to get all the trucks and all that shit. So
the little mini trucks?
But it's cool we can support these guys. They're really dope. Being able to burn our logo in it and shit like that.
Yeah, that's fucking impressive. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fucking
and
cool.
They're super nice. They last for a while, too. So.
Cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this ends the segment of Broadway Bones.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you guys.
Fuck yeah.
We should have did a Casey experience.
Are you gonna be at you gonna be at Big Waves tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I have no way to get back. I'll be too poor.
Well.
Be back eventually.
Well, I got a class as well.
Give it up.
No. I can't. Be realistic. I can't. Okay. I got kids. Well, not my kid, but like. The teaching thing is really inspiring, bro.
I bet it is.
Like, it makes me feel good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Live it up.
Yeah.
Teach a lot. Everything you can.
Hopefully they're not fucking soft.
You're good?
That's like my goal is not to make sure they toughen themselves up and know how to have a backbone or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of this generation doesn't have a backbone.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking skate this shit. Right. They're gonna do flat ground stuff. I think we're going to go to the first time.